Hey, 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 welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. Now listen, y'all, get on up on your way. I know yesterday was the holiday. Now listen, I know you ain't ate too many grits, beans, red beans and rice. I know you ain't ate too many biscuits. Uh-oh, was it Thanksgiving? Oh, okay, they're telling me it was Memorial Day. Listen, y'all, I had a little bit too much gum and rum this morning. I'm just kidding. Y'all know I like to entertain. Listen, this show is being brought to you by gumbarum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com, gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors. We have one infused with vanilla, one infused with coconut, silver, and gold. Now, listen, please do visit gumbarum.com for all your rum libation needs. Today is May 31st, 2022, 11 a.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and 12 noon p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And you guys know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. That's my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in the U.K. and Germany. Do have members in East and West Africa and Siberia. Do have members in the U.K. and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhattardi. Now, listen. This is a special musical showcase and a special musical salute for Neon Black Dreams. We're going to get it on and get down, and we're going to talk about Neon Black Dreams. They have some awesome music to share with us. I've been sharing their music all last week, and we have been having a stone cold blast here on the network. The choir has been singing along with me. You know, they comes in. I told y'all from Studio B. They comes on down here to the network, and they just have a great time. Hello, Neon Black Dreams. How are you on this morning?
Hey, hi. We're doing pretty good so far. We're half of us are here. Our lovely singer is unavailable. She's currently in France right now.
Okay. And please introduce yourself. How would you like me to address you?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I am JJ, and I'm the founder of Neon Black Dreams.
Awesome. Now, I was curious. I'm going to go on and jump right in. Neon Black Dreams. How did you come up with that particular name for the group? What's the history behind the name?
So I wanted something that reflected, you know, that had the word neon in it, because I wanted, the concept was the band exists in 1985, and everything is told from that perspective, and that's kind of the world view that I wanted to write the lyrics and the story from. So I knew I wanted neons, and I thought, well, we're kind of dreamy. And there's a song I was listening to, and they had there was a lyrical piece where he said something about neon black dreams, and it just sounded cool. The contrast between neon and black, it's like, you know, we're looking towards the future with this bright, everything's colored. But then in reality, there's always some darkness that kind of encroaches on that bright light.
Okay. I can dig that. Now, how long has the band been together? How long have you guys been creating and making music together?
Yeah, so I started writing the album in April of 2021. Yeah, and then I ended up finding Yara, the singer, found her that like around May or June, and then we started actually recording the final vocals and did the mixing. So we didn't release anything though until this January, and we're supposed to start doing our first live shows. And then we're based out of Kiev, Ukraine. The war started the week before our first live show, so we weren't able to do that. So our live performances are on hold for now, but we have a new single coming out every month to kind of tell the story of the whole album for this year.
Okay. And I do see that you guys are hugely successful. You know, in such a short period of time, I do see that you have over 20,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I mean, I just kind of put it out there, and it was something that when I started it, something I kind of wanted to hear because I miss a lot of that 80s vibe sound, the kind of happiness, and I love synth sounds, and they're, you know, it kind of went away out of that era, and I wanted to see, can I pull how I remember it being and try to create something new with that today? So, you know, it's kind of been a very heartfelt passion project with a lot of emotion kind of put into it. So I'm really happy that people are enjoying the music and enjoying the songs.
Yes, yes, they are. I do want to go ahead and play Paradise Lost, but before I get into Paradise Lost, tell me a little bit about the name of the song and where did you come up with the concept Paradise Lost? Because when I think about it, it's like, wow, Paradise Lost. You know, it's really catchy and it does capture your attention. You know, it makes you pay attention to it.
Yeah, the album itself, it's 11 tracks total, and we're telling a progressive story. Paradise Lost is the moment where Yara has lost her love. He's been taken away to prison, and she's remembering all the times they had and how they had this beautiful future ahead of them, and it feels like that was lost. Now, when I write songs, there's always like three meanings to them, and you know, for me, it was also a very personal song because the topic comes from the loss of my brother and my son, where I always think about the futures that they would have had and the futures we could have had together and how I feel like that's lost. But at the same point, the song has a sense of hope in the end, so it's not meant to be all negative, that even though we may lose something that we care about and love, there's always another day to look forward to and hope for, and we can treasure those memories.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you know something, I've never thought about it that way. It's very intriguing, and it does make sense. When you explain the song and the title, it does make sense, you know, because it's like a lost paradise here on, you know, here within this realm, in the earthly realm. So that is really that's really ingenious the way you explained it. So I'm going to go ahead and play that song. This is Paradise Lost. Take a listen. Awesome, 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 awesome. That is Paradise Lost, Paradise Lost, and that is from the band Neon Black Dreams, Neon Black Dreams. So, JJ, tell me, what are your dreams for the future? What's the plan? Where do you see Neon Black Dreams going in the future with the music? You're off to a great start. It's doing incredible. What's the next thing in the chapter? What's the next chapter?
Well, so we've got the, you know, we have a new single coming out every month through the end of November. I've already started working on the second album. The hope is that we'll be able to return back home to Kiev soon in the next couple months, and we can actually get back to playing live shows and getting the music out there live to fans and anywhere in the world, which would be wonderful. Yeah, not being lazy, definitely already have some stuff lined up, so we'll be hopefully releasing more new music by the end of 2023, and of course we've got this whole year of new songs coming out, and as soon as we get back, we're going to be doing live shows.
Wow, you are working hard. New songs coming out every month. I mean, you guys are on it and doing what you do.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of work last year to get it ready. Whew. It was a very fun experience.
Yes, music is always great to create. It is a lot of fun. It's hard work, but it's a lot of fun as well, and it's such an enjoyable experience. Also, you have another song that's coming up, which is called Dreams. Tell me a little bit about the creation of Dreams and what's the story in that particular piece of music.
Yeah, Dreams is when the main character is dead, effectively, after the first song because of the way the progressive story is told. And, you know, he's looking towards the light, and he's remembering the times that they had together. And really the meaning of the song is especially, a lot of times we tend to focus on negative stuff in our relationships, whether it's with loved ones or friends and everything. And that tends to spoil the memories and the dreams we have of each other. And the idea here is that's still who we are. Even if we get mad at someone we love, it's still who we are together, and we can love each other for our imperfections and our indifferences. And in the story, you know, that's what he's remembering, is the relationship that he had with her, and it's pulling him to not go towards the light and come back and live another day.
Mm. Awesome. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play the song Dreams, and I do have some more questions about the music, but I'm going to go ahead and play Dreams. You guys are listening right now. This is the Fierce Men Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and I am talking with JJ, who is the founder of Neon Black Dreams, and the song once again is Dreams. Take a listen. That was Dreams, Dreams, Dreams by the group Neon Black Dreams. And JJ, you know, I got to say this, when I was listening to the song once again, you know, I said it during your promotion last week. She reminds me of Blondie. You know, she has that thing about her. I don't know. Have you noticed that, or would you agree? What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, yeah, I could totally see it. I mean, I love Blondie, so, you know, I think that I heard when you said that, and I kind of just laughed. I go, that absolutely. I, you know, if I'm envisioning, you know, who else could sing songs, you know, she would definitely be one of those people. So I totally feel it.
Oh, okay, okay. Because when I had the first day of the promotion, I was like, wait a minute. That sounds familiar. She reminds me of Blondie. You know, Blondie was huge in her life, and you're, she is just great. She's phenomenal. And I'm telling you something else about the music and the songs. I'm like, and as I sit here and I'm listening to you explain each part of, you know, the music, it's like, it sounds like a progression into storytelling, which that's what music is. And sometimes artists don't capture the essence of really telling the story, and you do it very, very well. And it makes me feel like there's something else behind the songs. It makes me feel like it could develop into, of course, I know a lot of artists do music video, but what your music is almost like, I'm looking for something else, like it could be attached to maybe a little animation video. I don't know, I feel like it could be attached to something a little bit bigger. I just get that feeling from the band Neon Black Dreams. Like, this is just so cool. And when I click on your link and it takes me to the page, it's really cool. It's just awesome the way you have the logo. It's really nice. And it just makes me feel like there could be a little bit more if you pushed it a little bit more. I don't know if I'm hitting or explaining what I mean. I'm not sure if you're grasping what I'm trying to say here.
Well, so the original idea was I wrote like an outline for a movie script, right?
See, that's
so
what I was going to say. I was afraid to say that. That's
to be
what
a
I was
big movie. Right. Yeah. And were it not for, you know, budget issues, we would have very good stories. So, like, I mean, we have two videos we've released, and it looks like the Paradise Lost video we might get done. But we had some issues I had to leave the computer that had all the footage we had shot back in Kiev. So I'm kind of trying to scrape the other stuff. But yeah, absolutely. That's the idea. I wanted it to be like, you know, the story is set in 1989, so imagine like a romantic action adventure that you could have seen in the theater in 1989, and that's how I wanted to paint the landscape of the music.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? You did an awesome job. Awesome job, because I keep feeling like there's something a little bit more. I'm like, I'm looking for something here. I hear the music, and it's great. It's phenomenal. It's telling a great story. And you just said it's like I'm looking forward to see it in a animation film or something. You know, it's like you have us sitting. You have the audience sitting, at least me. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, and I'm wondering and looking, well, what's next from Neon Black Dreams? So you have us in expectation, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing.
Absolutely. Very, very glad to hear that.
Welcome. You're welcome. And so now, have you did any online concert? Is there anything you've entertained doing?
No, I'm not I'm not a big personal fan of online concerts. And I think especially being that the band is, the singer and then me doing all digital stuff, it would almost not work. I don't know. It seems like it'd be anticlimactic. And of course now with us being physically separated, it's just really not feasible. But as I said, as soon as we can get back to Kiev, we're definitely going to be hitting up promoters anywhere in the world so we can get out and present the story to fans and just feel that energy and atmosphere.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what's the next song that you're promoting right now?
Well, Paradise Lost just came out last Friday. So then the next, it's 4 weeks, about 4 weeks between each song. The next song will be June 24th, I believe, if that's a Friday, and that will be Scream, which is a very angry song, kind of about when you're angry about what's happening in the world and what's happening around you, and you feel like you're powerless to stop it, you just have to scream. So it's definitely, it's our only song with guitars also, so it actually has guitars.
Wow. Well, that's something to look forward to. I'm going to be looking forward to that. And, you know, you're absolutely right. With everything, that song is so timely. It's interesting how it's coming out in June, you know, with everything that's going on. You'll have a lot of people listening to that song because you'll be helping us to kind of get it out of our system by listening to the song Scream. You know what I mean? It's like an outlet. Music is an outlet where we can enjoy
absolutely.
It and listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's great. You know, for me, it's an outlet, right? I put that emotion energy in there so if people can feel anything from it, that, you know, is the biggest compliment I could ever receive and the absolute greatest joy.
Absolutely. And so we are pretty much running out of time. We have about 1 minute and 30 seconds left in this particular episode. Is there any closing remarks that you want to give, any information that you want to share with the listening audience about Neon Black Dreams?
No, I mean, check us out anywhere. I think we're pretty much available on everything. You can hit us up on all the social media. We do respond. If people send messages or comments or whatnot, we definitely respond. And, hey, we look forward to hearing what everyone thinks. And if you've heard it for the first time here, please check us out. And thank you very much for the interview. It was a lovely time.
You're more than welcome. I do appreciate your time, and thank you so much for coming on the Fierce Female Network. I enjoyed all the stories that you told about Neon Black Dreams and the music. You know, and you really have captured something that a lot of artists, you know, they try to capture it, but they don't succinctly tell the story in the music the way that you explained it. And you really did hit it point for point for point. And I really did enjoy listening to you explain what each song meant, Paradise Lost and Dreams. And so you really unfolded the story in a very elegant way.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. So, JJ, thank you once again for coming on. I look forward to the next single that's coming out, which is Screams. I look forward to hopefully playing it on the Fierce Female Network and sharing it with our audience.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to play a little bit more of Paradise Lost. I have about 50 seconds left in this episode, guys, so I'm going to have a little bit more enjoyment with Paradise Lost. You guys, you hang on in there. And also, I do want to remind everybody, June the 7th and June the 12th, Gumbarum is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. Don't forget Steve Gum, who is the CEO of Gumbarum, is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. And you're going to get to sip on and you're going to get to sample Gumbarum. And once again, this is Paradise Lost.
is cheese. Woo. That girl from a west side girl to a south side girl to a north side girl.